The Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's grip on power seems to be getting weaker by the minute. The dictator made an appearance on Libyan television today to indicate that he was still in charge, but his address to the nation took little more than 15 seconds. Meanwhile, his security forces were losing control where it matters most, on the streets of Libya's cities. The death toll is rising around the country, and almost all accounts say security forces are still answering the protest chants with extreme brutality. One of Libya's United Nations representatives has likened it to genocide. Michael Edwards has this report.
Muammar Gaddafi isn't usually regarded as a man of few words. The length of his speeches is legendary. During his four-decade rule, television audiences have regularly been treated to speeches lasting hours. But today, he didn't seem so keen on the sound of his own voice. After much speculation about his whereabouts, the dictator finally spoke on Libyan television, but for less than a minute.
I was talking with the young people in the Green Square and wanted to spend the night with them, but it started to rain. And I wanted to show that I'm in Tripoli, not in Venezuela. Don't believe these stray dog broadcasters.
Colonel Gaddafi is still clinging to power. His security forces are still brutally trying to suppress the uprising. There are reports Libya's 1 million strong Egyptian community is being targeted. There are pleas for Egypt's military to intervene.
We are pleading to the Egyptians to send some planes to bring the Egyptians from out of there before they're all swallowed. There are Egyptians who are slaughtered and their bodies are left at the corner, slaughtered. We are pleading, let them send a plane, take those poor people out of there.
The tactics employed by the security forces can only be described as savage. Helicopter gunships, fighter jets and heavy-caliber anti-aircraft guns have been used against protesters. Dr. Rashid is a doctor at Benghazi's main hospital. He says in Benghazi alone, hundreds have been killed and many more wounded.
Yes, it's very dreadful. A lot of people killed here in Benghazi, shattered and used high-technique weapons and weapons used against airplanes. Instead of using against airplanes, they are used it against people.
There have been reports emergency services weren't coping with the amount of casualties. But Dr. Rashid says the situation is now under control as donations have flowed in from all over the country.
Yes, a little bit under control because there's a lot of donations from people, from other hospitals, from other cities. All people here just united together and give their donation, give their money, give everything, food, anything, any supply to help each other here in Benghazi and even in other cities in the whole country.
Protesters say they're now in control in Benghazi, Libya's second biggest city. Dr. Rashid is confident Colonel Gaddafi's time in power is coming to an end.
Today is a little bit no shooting against people because all the forces have surrendered and the military now joined the people and the whole city is under control of people in Benghazi.
And what's the mood in Benghazi like? Do you feel as though you've got rid of Gaddafi or are there concerns that his forces will come in again?
We are now sure he's in medical terms, he's now gasping. He's just using a last card against people, but I think he's already gone.
It seems many members of the Gaddafi regime think the same way. Key military officers have joined the uprising, and there's a rush among Libya's overseas diplomats to distance themselves from Colonel Gaddafi. So far, the Libyan ambassadors to China, the US and India have resigned in protest over the military crackdown. Reports have also emerged that the Libyan ambassador to Australia has quit his post, and the tide of international opinion is against the Libyan government. The British Foreign Secretary, William Hague, says the violence is unacceptable.
We have summoned the Libyan ambassador in London to the Foreign Office today to register our absolute condemnation of the use of lethal force against demonstrators. We call now for an end to violence and for all concerned to behave with humanity and with restraint.
But in many parts of the country, the fighting continues. Gunfire is still being heard throughout Libya's capital, Tripoli. Western governments are now trying to get their citizens out of the country. Just how long the violence will continue largely depends on how soon Colonel Gaddafi gets the message of his people.
Michael Edwards, and tonight on The Wires, Libya's ambassador to India has told AFP and Reuters that one reason why he resigned was because of Gaddafi's use of the Air Force to strafe his own people, and the Libyan embassy in Malaysia appears to have resigned en masse in protest against massacres.